other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you for joining us for this worldwide transmission. It is Tuesday, the 24th day of February, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We've got Dr. Edwin Vieira scheduled for later in the transmission today to get his take on not just the states moving, now close to 30 of them moving towards sovereignty. Some states are now passing those resolutions, like Oklahoma. We don't just have him coming on about that. We're going to be discussing how sheriffs and counties and, quote, committees of safety, that's what the Sons of Liberty first set up in the decade before the Revolutionary War, are being set up across the United States as well as a counter to the globalist. Other than that, I've got a lot of important news I want to go over today, very important information, as things just accelerate and develop faster and faster inside this New World Order system, and as the people awaken and the establishment attempts to block that awakening and suppress the people. I do want to take a lot of phone calls in this first hour, second hour, third hour, fourth hour today, but, you know, I've said this probably 1,000 times, and I'll say it again, and overall I've gotten better about going to the calls when I give the number out, but I tend to get stuck on each call going over all their questions and comments and then trying to break it down in some detail. But in the interest of people being able to get on the show who can never get through, I'll just say that anybody who can call who wants to, but I would like to give first-time callers and folks who haven't been able to get through a chance on the air, a chance to hear from military, a chance to hear from police about all the urban warfare gun confiscation drills going on across the country, a chance for the population to talk about the fact that $9.7 trillion has been stolen by the offshore banks out of the United States, just from the United States alone. They're also looting other nations in the name of bailouts to fix the economy. It's a type of financial terrorism where they stage the crisis and say, do whatever we say, give us unlimited power and funds, or the world will end. And then as people capitulate, things only get worse because we're being routed through financial military attack, financial warfare. As the Japanese say, all business is war. Well, it certainly is with the international bankers. The toll-free number to join us on air today is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air today. Here are some of the important news stories I have in front of me. Bill seeks to withhold highway funds to states who don't comply with Real ID. Yeah, Bush signed an executive order last year saying that if states didn't let foreign companies take over their infrastructure and put toll roads on them, they wouldn't get their money. They take our state money, and then the states sign over their sovereignty, not just to the criminal federal government, but to the offshore corporations and banks that are looting us. And this dovetails with a CBS News report that you would think was a big expose about thousands of offshore tax havens and how a lot of the bailout money is going to that. But really, they're just setting a precedent to set up a world regulatory body over all of this, and then they will selectively enforce it themselves. It's the very banks and brokerage firms that run the New World Order that don't pay taxes, don't pay corporate taxes, and don't pay private taxes. Remember, over 65% of the Congress, on record, doesn't pay taxes. This is a pack of criminals. So we'll go over Bill seeks to withhold highway funds to states who don't comply with Real ID. Rupert Murdoch warns nations will be redefined, futures altered. There's a new story out of KRMG claiming that I basically put out the hoax of the camera in the digital converter box when we expose the hoax. Thanks a lot to KRMG. That's really nice of you. And we'll get into a lot more. Stay with us.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest-priced, highest-quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, the mainstream media is forced to admit that the climate change, global warming crowd are a pack of liars. But they always say, oh, it's a mistake. They accidentally, at weather monitoring sites across the planet, claimed that carbon dioxide levels were rising faster than they were. Oh, they accidentally claimed that the Earth was getting hotter in 2008 when it actually had record cold temperatures in the last 100 years. Oh, they accidentally did this, they accidentally did that. Like Al Gore in his film, The Inconvenient Lie, shows that carbon dioxide levels rise and that then heat rises. When in all of the government university studies, the heat level rises from the sun predominantly, and then there's more life forms on the planet in warm weather, and so more carbon dioxide is exhaled by humans and animals and insects and plankton, and then carbon dioxide levels go up, and then that accelerates the life cycle. The Earth blooms in hot cycles, just like the Earth itself has seasons, depending on its axis and its rotation and where it is in its orbit around the sun. And so this is a spring and summertime when it's warming. It is a fall and wintertime when it's cooling. And that's just a fact. And the establishment knows that. But there's another story in the New York Times today that I want to go through later where it says Gore pull slide of disaster trends. And he's tying in tsunamis and wildfires and earthquakes. I've seen him do this before, showing that disasters went up in the last 10 years, which has nothing to do, even if you believe that global warming is real or man-made, it has nothing to do with it. And by the way, I have some mainstream news articles here where the governments of Europe and England are proposing not just taxes on cows and sheep and goats and fish and all meat, not just taxes on your trash, taxes on light bulbs, toilets, taxes on fireplaces or banning space heaters, saying they are, you know, hurt the climate. They want to tax countries when they have forest fires because so much carbon dioxide is put off when there are forest fires, natural forest fires. And there are also environmental groups in mainstream news proposing cutting down trees. No, I'm not kidding. You can't make this up. Cutting down trees because trees also put off carbon dioxide. I mean, this is such a joke, but they mean it to be ridiculous and over the top, because if they can set the precedent for this, they can set the precedent for anything. But Gore pulls slide of disaster trends. Former President Al Gore, Vice President, is pulling a dramatic slide from his ever-evolving global warming presentation when Mr. Gore addressed the packed cheering hall at the annual meeting of American Association for Advancement of Science in Chicago earlier this month. His climate slideshow contained a startling graph showing a ceiling-high spike of disasters in recent years. The data came from the Center for Research on the Epidemiology of Disasters at the Catholic University of Lothian in Brussels. The graph, which was added to his talk last year, just came after a sequence of images of people from Iowa to South Australia struggling with drought, wildfires, and flooding, and other weather-related calamities. Mr. Gore described the pattern as a manifestation of human-driven climate change, and he went on. But now they go on to say that now Mr. Gore is dropping the graph, his office of today. Here's why. 2 days after the talk, Mr. Gore was sharply criticized for using the data to make a point about global warming by Roger A. Pilker Jr., I want to get him on the show, a political scientist focused on disaster trends and climate policy at the University of Colorado. Mr. Pikel noted that the Center for Research on Epidemiology of Disasters stressed in reports that a host of factors unrelated to climate caused the enormous rise in reported disasters. Yeah, like earthquakes and tsunamis. And the tsunami was caused by an underwater huge tectonic plate shift. Nothing to do with your SUVs, I assure you. That huge tectonic plate shift a few years ago that killed hundreds of thousands with tidal waves, tsunamis crashing across multiple countries, island nations, had as much to do with SUVs and coal-powered plants, as much to do with that as coal-powered plants have a connection to the polar ice caps of Mars receding or expanding. It's just unbelievable. This is the crowd, though, that says that polar bears can't swim and are drowning because the ice is melting, and they point a video camera at a glacier that every spring and summer collapses large portions of it and creates ice flows because throughout the winter months, rain and snow fall on the glaciers, piling up, and then it literally flows out, in some cases miles a year, towards the sea. I mean, that's how glaciers work. But they know the public is dumbed down and completely focused on issues of little or no significance, so they really believe that the polar bears can't swim and that glaciers aren't supposed to be expanding and contracting and going into the sea. There have always been icebergs, ladies and gentlemen. That's what happens when the Arctic and the Antarctic warm during the summer. Large pieces break off, and then it gets smaller in the summer and larger in the winter, but you can't tell the public that. They just want to be suckered and scammed and ripped off. They love it. Meanwhile, yesterday I saw a report that NASA was going to launch a rocket that was going to study CO2 levels and what was actually putting CO2 out. And, of course, it was going to show that the ocean is the main driver of that. Water's made up mainly of carbon dioxide. and they were going to show, you know, that carbon dioxide was coming out of, you know, humans, and it was coming, and it was part of the life cycle. And I remember saying to my wife, I bet that satellite malfunctions or blows up. Well, it did blow up. Didn't work too well. Somebody didn't want that going up. I mean, how many NASA rockets fail? It's a very low number. But this one, of course, failed. I'm sure it's just a coincidence. A satellite launched from California failed to reach orbit today, crashing into the sea near Antarctica and dooming a $273 million mission to study global warming gases. The mission is lost, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration spokesman Steve Cole said in a telephone interview from the launch site at Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. The NASA satellite was to orbit 438 miles above the Earth and observe how carbon dioxide enters and leaves the atmosphere, helping scientists predict future increases in the main greenhouse gas blamed, notice these legalese there, they don't say proven, for global warming. Instead, the satellite fell into the ocean near Antarctica through the mission manager said. At no point did the craft pass over land. You know, speaking of spacecraft falling back into the Earth, two Sundays ago, a gigantic piece of a satellite came in over Austin. CNN was videotaping a, well, it was live out of their affiliate, News 8 Austin, at the Marathon downtown. And I was on the radio at the time, but I watched the video feed later, and it looked like something out of a science fiction movie. A giant fireball burning red and orange and blue comes in. It's huge. You know, normally you see a video of a meteor or something, and it's just a tiny streak. I mean, it looked like something out of a movie. Just this huge fireball comes in and then starts exploding at about 20,000 feet, explodes again at about 10,000, and then disappears into West Austin. And last time I heard, they never found the debris, though some have said a bunch of trees got blown down. What did local news do, like Bob Cole and Bucky Godbolt show on one of the popular morning shows? They made jokes about me being a conspiracy theorist and that aliens were landing or something. I mean, that's how it works. I mean, a satellite comes in, blows up over Austin, looks like War of the Worlds or something, and then there's jokes about me. When I don't cover space aliens and chupacabras like Larry King does and the rest of them. You know, I'm the guy pointing out that these aren't cigar-shaped UFOs. These are giant government blimps with four fins on them and surveillance and hanging off the bottom and on the sides of the craft. They keep showing on the news every week saying aliens are invading. Blisters of solar panels. I mean, it's the Homeland Security blimps. They admittedly launched in 2002, 2003. But the government won't admit what they are, so the media says they must be aliens. Meanwhile, I get the blame for that when I'm the one exposing real conspiracy theories. Now, another example that I mentioned earlier, I'm not going to spend much time on this. I'm going to try to get this guy on the show. I'm not going to be mean to the hoaxer because we learned he's actually contacted us and admits that it was a hoax. KRMG Morning News Blog out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, comes out and says that basically I launched a hoax and that I gave the hoax national attention and implies I promoted it as real when I'm the one that exposed that it was a hoax by going and buying a digital TV converter, the Magnavox same brand that went viral on YouTube last week, and we opened it up and showed that it did not have a camera and microphone, and we proved that it wasn't just that this individual, you know, had a different one than his had a camera, because it's the exact same circuitry from his video that's inside the one we bought. And there's no circuitry in there for the camera or the microphone. And so I get blamed for it. I'm the one that did the hoax. I'm the one who put out the disinformation. I'm the one who did this when I'm the one that exposed it. And then when a real piece of space junk blows up over Austin in spectacular fashion and rains down on West Austin, it's my fault. I mean, this is the type of baloney. And then they've written several big articles attacking me in the press about the gun confiscation drills in Arcadia, when that's what it is, shutting down the city, going door to door, and asking if they can search their cupboards and houses. That's a gun confiscation drill. They admit it's, quote, going after an arms dealer.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
For exotic and faraway places known to tourists for coral reefs and sandy beaches, but known to the business world as tax havens with strict bank secrecy and privacy laws, where U.S. companies could pay fewer taxes and help wealthy customers avoid taxes too. And guess who's turned up in a new government report about tax havens? 11 giant recipients of your bailout tax dollars. Together, they've collected more than $227 billion from Citigroup to Morgan Stanley. Even as they benefit from the tax money, they operate hundreds of subsidiaries in places widely known for helping people evade taxes. Although proponents say most business in tax havens is perfectly legal and legitimate, it's estimated that tax havens cost U.S. taxpayers $100 billion a year in lost revenue. The stakes are so high, this tax haven insider was put under witness protection after he exposed hundreds of tax dodgers and testified to Congress about his job.
Help any clients to keep his or her assets out of the reach of the tax man.
One favorite among the bailout companies, the Cayman Islands, where there's no income tax, no corporate tax, no capital gains tax. Goldman Sachs has 15 subsidiaries there, Bank of America 59, Citigroup 90, but Morgan Stanley beats them all with at least 158 subsidiaries in the Cayman Islands, seven times the number of hotels.
How hard is it for the U.S. government to get at what's going on in some of these tax havens?
It's incredibly hard.
Former congressional tax investigator Dean Zerbe says the Treasury Department should demand that bailed out banks cough up details of their offshore interests.
Here we are sending taxpayers money.
That's good.
Tell us, banks, what you're doing.
All right, you can watch the whole report. We have a link to it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Now, you hear those type reports, and it's like, ooh, the news is getting tough on these tax cheats. But it is the very brokerage firms and banks that make up the New World Order system in their own words. You can watch them during the Davos meeting they had a few weeks ago, just open talk of world government, now they're going to run everything. They have two sets of rules, one for the public and then one for themselves. Look at Secretary of Treasury Geithner not paying taxes and being confronted with it years ago and saying, I'm not going to pay. Look at the majority of Congress not paying taxes. Just Google that. Majority of Congress doesn't pay taxes, and you can see the reports that come out every year. Because it's not enforced on themselves. And so what's happening is the big central banks have created over $1,000 trillion in derivatives. They bought up most of the real assets in the world. Now they want to rob the nouveau riche, the new wealth, and wealthy people that aren't on the inside with them. And I've looked at the UBS raids on tens of thousands of account holders. Now they want 54,000 more accounts in UBS alone with the Swiss banking system. And if you look at these accounts, you know, they'll be $1 million, $10 million. It sounds like a big number, but these are low level people that put their money in the Swiss banks. The Swiss signed deals, 6 years ago with the UN to join the European Union and to get rid of their bank secrecy. And so that's why you see this happening. But the Bahamas, the Cayman Islands, Portugal, the Cook Islands, Paraguay, the list goes on and on. That's where Luxembourg, that's where people like Vladimir Putin, he has his money, it's been reported in Luxembourg and a few other places in Europe. Those aren't being touched, and they're not going to be touched. So what you have is the elite doesn't like the fact that in the last decade or so, even people that only make a few hundred thousand dollars a year, in some cases even less, started using these tax shelters and these offshore banks because it became retail. Just, you know, Main Street tax attorneys began recommending this to people and huge services. And so the loophole laws were written where the big banks and brokerage firms are allowed under federal law. And that's like Halliburton owns Cayman Island subsidiaries that came out that were selling nuclear weapons components and oil field equipment to Iraq during the 14 years of sanctions, and to Iran. You know, they even came out in mainstream news. And Halliburton said, well, this is completely legal because their lobbyists wrote the laws. And so they even got laws passed where the federal government would pay tax incentives to offshore industries, businesses, banks, to where they even got tax breaks to pay for the offshoring. And so now they're just introducing this to the public and saying, oh, look, your bailout money, hundreds of billions of it, went to offshore accounts. They're just keeping your money. Well, what do you think criminals are going to do? They're going to steal. This is what the upper crust of the establishment, basically a bunch of Bernard Madoffs, and then now more and more big Ponzi schemes are coming out, and people are discovering that every major bank out there is involved in scams, and pension funds are going down the drain. This has been planned by design. But they don't want you being able to get your money offshore, so they're clamping down selectively on the people. I'll finish up breaking down how this works when we get back, then get into headlines like this one from CNN. Pennsylvania rocked by jailing kids for cash scandal. They do that right here in Austin. Does anybody care?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Diseased organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., we are here live. And hey, the hardest working guy on radio. I come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 2 to 4 Pacific. I want to give it out in Greenwich Mean Time. I have a lot of global listeners out there. Frank, Matt, Eric, Steve, Randy, and many others. Your calls are coming up. And as soon as you hear me hang up on a caller or a caller say bye-bye, you can get in on the line. I want to hear from police, military, people in business, on the economy, the police state, everything. I want everybody to have a chance to get involved on air today. 1-800-259-9231. Okay, just in summation, then I'm going to your calls. You see, international laws were written. Nation states adopted national systems to comply with it, where the upper crust elites basically pay less than 1% corporate tax and themselves individually pay almost no tax. And then they take the public's money in all the taxes we pay, and most of that is fenced through into corporate welfare and corporate contracts and open payment on interest on the debt to the central banks. This is how the game is played. This is how it works. Their business, their corporate business, is controlling governments and taxing you. And so For over 100 years, the big central banks have had offshore corporations and front corporations. But as tens of millions of people in the United States, and even more worldwide, began using these legal loopholes, the IRS and the Exchequer over in England and others began going after people selectively and selectively closing those loopholes and selectively prosecuting people. And so in the last 5 years or so, many Americans and many British, in fact, Britain is the fastest to be losing their population, have been leaving and moving to these tax havens, and that's panicking the establishment. And so the OECD, the Organization of Economic Cooperative Development, that's the name of the private corporation that was set up to launder all the money from the Reconstruction, the Marshall Plan that was done after World War II. They used a similar system in Japan to take over those countries. It wasn't rebuilding them for free. They're controlled by the central banks. The OECD has been saying in big reports that you can pull up and read, just Google OECD tax havens, tax avoidance havens, and they admit their main target is the retail offshore person, somebody who just sticks, you know, over a decade, $1 million, $2 million, $3 million in these offshore tax havens, which is totally legal, but they don't care. Through legalese, they go after you. And so they'll have a CBS News piece like this one saying, oh, isn't it horrible? You know, hundreds of billions of dollars of the bailout money through the banks and brokerage firms went to these offshore tax havens, and the IRS can grandstand like little saviors and go, it's not fair. People are losing their health care, losing their jobs, losing their homes, and the bailout money went to offshore banks, and they're keeping it. We need to crack down on these. And it's the same thing. Remember a few weeks ago, Obama said, I am outraged. This is outrageous that we have these banks that are failing and they're keeping the money for big parties and executives and hundreds of billions in bonuses to their executives. And I'm putting a total cap on it of $500,000. And then you read the executive order. It says all of the big banks and the previous recipients are exempt from this, and in the future, it will be left to agency discretion, the Securities and Exchange Commission and others, who will be prosecuted under this, and then it doesn't even give any laws or regulations or force of law. It just says we'll make up whatever we want. You understand how that works? And so if you can get a position in government, if you can get a position in one of these big banks, if you can get a position in one of these big brokerage firms, you have a license to steal, to do whatever you want, whenever you want, however you want. And there's example of this after example of this. This is an illegitimate government, just like Mexico is an illegitimate government, now in full collapse. Full collapse. How many years ago did we tell you that was already in play? And this is all by design. And I'm going to cover that more, but I want to get to your calls. And then I have all these stories. You know, some of them I've mentioned in the past, but now they're getting national attention. Pennsylvania rocked by jailing kids for cash. Millions of dollars per judge from private youth homes that get federal funds for the children. And it goes through the cases. And you can go, you know, each article is really a whitewash, but if you read 20 or 30 articles on this subject, and there's been that many the last 3 weeks since this broke, just in Pennsylvania alone, it's going on everywhere. And since the story came out, my hope has come true that people are now noticing it's happening in their towns. A lot of folks need to go to jail in Austin, Texas, folks. They're so criminal here, it's on record they're paying people off. And if you don't like it, a SWAT team will drop by. I mean, that's pretty much how it works. A girl put up a MySpace account making fun of her principal. No cuss words, no nothing. And she was given 6 months in a, quote, forest work camp. If you're late to class three times, they trigger truancy laws. The truancy law doesn't even say three late to classes is a absence, and one absence isn't truancy under any of these state laws. They don't care. You still go to jail. That's what I keep explaining to people. I've been at the juvenile court hearings, which is just a made-up fake court set up under the eugenicist in the U.S. 100 years ago, just like they have a court, their own court for vaccines, funded by the vaccine companies, just like Monsanto owns its own court on GMO. That'll rule that when they contaminate you, the Missouri court rules that you owe them money because they contaminated your field. They write the rules. And I have made films about this. I've done so many local TV shows about this. And no one's brought to justice. Nobody gets in trouble. I mean, here in Austin, you put your child in a public school, you're asking for it. They do one thing wrong. They raise their voice. The police write them a ticket for disturbing the peace. Then they call them before a judge. It's all legalese. They order the family to sign an agreement that the child's on probation, a contract, and the next time your child's late to class, they go to jail. And then federal and state money kicks in. And then if they can say your child's mentally ill and put them on Prozac or Ritalin, they go from getting $3,000 or $4,000 a month in these facilities to, in some cases, as much as $10,000 a month. And it is just, I mean, I've had listeners who've investigated this send me the different state agency filings online to show what these big foster care centers make, these private ones. And it'll show what the director of one of them makes, and it'll be hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, they live in palaces. They're driving Porsches. They have yachts. So, of course, they can pay a few mil to a judge. Now go back to how many past shows I told you they were doing this. Now it's in the news. Pennsylvania rocked by jailing kids for cash scandal. At a friend's sleepover more than a year ago, 14-year-old Philip Schwartley pocketed change from unlocked vehicles in the neighborhood by buying chips and soft drinks. The cops caught him. There was no need for an attorney, said Philip's mother, Amy Schwartley, who thought at most the judge would slap her son with a fine or community service. But she was shocked to find her eighth grade handcuffed and shackled in the courtroom and sentenced to a youth detention center. Then he was shipped to a boarding school for troubled teens for 9 months. Now, see, they give the whitewash ones here. You go read the local Pennsylvania articles, late to class three times, posting a joke about the principal under her free speech. Well, it's incredible. I covered that last week. Yes, my son made a mistake, but I don't think he was going to be taken away from me, said Swartley. Well, you put him in a prison camp, lady. That's meant to induct your child into institutions. A 41-year-old single mother raising two boys in Wilkes Barre, Pennsylvania. CNN does not usually identify minors accused of crimes, but Swartley and others agreed to name to bring public attention to the issue. As scandals from Wall Street to Washington, Royal Public Trust, the Justice Department system of Luzerne County in the heart of Pennsylvania's struggling coal country, has also fallen prey to corruption. See, folks, the criminals to carry out crimes and bid rigging and stealing and double sets of books in every government agency has a comprehensive annual financial report that was set up by the mafia in the 20s in Chicago, nationally adopted in 1951, 1313 model, and then they have to recruit more criminals in to their system so that they're protected while they carry out crime, and then they can't really say no because they're compromised to the lower-level criminals, so they all set up their own scams, and then society just collapses. And it goes on, the county has been rocked by a kickback scandal involving two elected judges who essentially jailed kids for cash. Many of the children had appeared before judges without a lawyer. Well, the courts aren't real. These family courts aren't constitutional. We didn't have them till about 1920s. The few areas had them earlier. And they were called racial hygiene courts. That's where the social services and the health department, it's all designed to kill you. See my film Endgame. I have the mainstream newsreel clips that they showed in movie theaters about how they were sterilizing people in 34 states. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. The nonprofit Juvenile Law Center in Philadelphia said Philip is one of at least 5,000 children over the past 5 years who appeared before former Luzerne County Judge Mark Civarella. He's now pled guilty. And then it just goes into the story here about the private juvenile detention centers owned by Mid-Atlantic Youth Services Corps. They're still operating and are not a target of the federal investigation. Of course not, according to court documents. They're going to be left alone. And it goes through all the payoffs that were made. And then it just goes into the reason the kids were put in jail. But this CNN's a whitewash. Go read the local reports. Late to class three times, 6 months in a forest labor camp. Forest work camp. Oh, you said something on an internet site. No First Amendment. 6 months in jail. A year in jail. And then you read what happened to these kids. Some of them die in custody. Others come out totally mind blown. They hop them up. They're away from their parents. They're on Prozac, Ritalin. They start having seizures and they put them in a mental institution. Oh, then the cash really racks up. And after the kid's done, 18 years old, totally brain fried, shock therapy, they throw them out on the street. And that's the people you laugh at that have the signs saying, we'll work for food. Most of them aren't even winos. I've talked to them. They've been in mental institutions. And I go, tell me your story. When I was 12, I got the fist fight, and they, you know, the guy's 32, looks like he's 60. I'll do a documentary on these guys. And I got in a fight at the back of the school, and then they put me in juvenile and started drugging me. I know I'm crazy. I deserve it. They shocked me over and over again. And then, let me guess, when you were 18, they let you go. Yeah, I've been on the street since then. That's your sickening, degenerate government. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. The more drugs, the more shock therapy, the more torture, the more Thorazine. That's why 67% of U.S. foster children, you can Google that, are on more than one psychotropic drug. Because when they seize your child and then hop them up on drugs, the money just starts going, ding, 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 ding. I mean, that cash register, cha-ching, 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 just goes off the charts and the cash rolls in. All right, that's enough. I said I'd go to your calls, and I'm going to take them all through this hour into the next, and then I'm going to get into, we have a state senator coming on who's talking about state sovereignty and putting troops on the border through the state of Texas. We've got another guest on this issue as well, Dr. Edwin Vieira. But I mentioned this yesterday. I didn't spend enough time on it. Sometime today I've got to get into it because I was called a conspiracy theorist. I was laughed at. I've been attacked everywhere for this, even though I had Australian lawmakers on. I had a federal congressman on. I had state reps on who discovered this. I remember hearing when I first got on talk radio 13 years ago that when they take blood from babies' heels at the hospital, it went into a UN database. Well, I decided to go down at that time to the microfiche at the UT library, one of the best in the country, and I pulled it all up and found out it was going into DNA testing, that they claim that they own your blood, they then patent your blood. There's now been federal cases where you go in, when you get cancer, they give to you the vaccines, and you want your own DNA treatment, you find out, oh, a company's already patented your blood. That's why this is starting to come out. And you've got to pay them to be able to have this gene therapy. And they go, well, how'd you get my blood? Well, it's part of a research project. And that's finally in the news. But that's only one facet. They also now have your blood, large ampules of it, freeze-dried, to plant. And the FBI crime lab on record under Frederick Whitehurst admits it was industrialized fraud. They just frame everybody. The Houston crime lab has been caught, the Dallas crime lab, every major crime lab, and they have your blood. That's why they're trying to push national DNA databases now for people they didn't get in this system who aren't 36 or younger, 35 or younger. And then they bill it as, oh, we're freeing a lot of innocent people on death row because of DNA. And the police want to take your blood for misdemeanors at checkpoints now, for any, you know, basic misdemeanor, So they can take good care of you. Sure. Hey, cops, you're a good cop? Wonder how they're gonna frame you? Well, they can place your fingerprints at the scene by having it. Everybody knows that. They can frame you with that blood. You know, I believe O.J. Simpson was probably guilty, but I'm not gonna wade in on that debate. He was certainly covering something up, but the police did get caught planting the blood. Why? Because it has the MBTE blood preservative in it so it doesn't rot. And it also had the plastic chemicals in it from the tube. So, you know, that came out. The point is, this is to frame you. Now, that's not the biggest problem. You've heard about this human genome project that's at the Cold Springs Harbor. That's where the Eugenics Records Office is. It's the same building. IBM runs that, founded to carry out eugenics. It's a trust to carry out eugenics. Big supporters of Hitler. They had the Hollerith machines for IBM used by Hitler to decide who to kill and who not to kill, with their date of birth, their weight, and all the rest of it. Well, now they have with the National Geographic, who I'm sure is not aware of it, even though they're eugenicists, a lot of them. It was founded by eugenicists. To go around the world, quote, testing your roots, getting you to donate your blood to find out who's related to who. That's being done because with the race-specific bioweapons they found were all related, they're trying to isolate subtypes so they can more orderly kill 99% of the population. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, Seashores of Old Mexico.
The State Department has issued another warning saying Mexico is the most dangerous place in the world. But parents still let their high school seniors and college students that they're paying for, people say, well, they're college kids, well, you're paying for their education, go to Mexico so they can be robbed and shot up. And Mexico is collapsing. That's coming up. But right now, let's go to your calls. Frank in New York, welcome.
Good afternoon, Alex. I just wanted to make a couple comments, and I thought your analysis was very interesting. It's always, for the bankers, the tax avoidance versus tax evasion. And when you have a corrupt government that has a very complex and burdensome tax code, as the United States has, whoever has the best legal counsel and the biggest assets usually can get away with the tax avoidance, yet the small individual with a simple mistake, you know, gets snailed for tax evasion. It's always the way it seems, at least in the United States. And the very wealthy families from the beginning, such as the Rockefellers, the Fords, the DuPonts, before the income tax law was set up, they were able, through their attorneys, to set up tax-exempt foundations and trusts that prevented them from having to pay their burden, that they should have paid.
Yeah, it's only for the idiot public, in their words, to pay.
Absolutely. And what I wanted to say, too, all of this talk about the carbon tax, I find really dangerous and kind of ridiculous. I think what we should do...
Well, sir, it's not talk.
I know,
Obama,
it's policy.
Obama has announced yesterday they are implementing it.
Yes, but here's what should happen. I think the Rockefellers, the DuPonts, the Rothschilds, the Nobels, the royal family in England, the Dutch royal family with Dutch Shell, the descendants of Armand Hammer, including Al Gore, who's one of the biggest shareholders in Occidental Petroleum, these companies over the last 200 to the last 70 years have raped the world, caused these problems, and they've been able to profit handsomely by that. Before we talk about enforcing a global carbon tax on the population, it's time to tax those who rape the planet, and when their assets are diminished, then maybe we can discuss taxing the general population.
Well, I agree
with you. I think
that's
what has to be done.
You know, Al Gore is the majority shareholder. He's one of the directors of Occidental Petroleum, and he actually owns a company also involved chopping down rainforests. But see, that's the cover. That's like when Prescott Bush, it came out, was the top Nazi agent in the U.S. He hurriedly founded the group that goes out and, you know, has Hollywood people and musicians, the USO, to the military, because, oh, it's impossible that the top Nazi is, you know, bringing us all this entertainment. And so exactly, you will one of the major carbon trading companies is owned by Al Gore. He is the principal in that, and you will pay your carbon taxes to Al Gore. It's very, very funny to him. And instead of people worrying about all the real environmental crises and serious problems there are, we'll sit there and let these guys rip us off. But the public likes to be schmucks. That's why they're going to lose their houses and everything else they've got.
That's the case. But I think right now what's interesting, Alex, is people are losing their jobs and they have no income to pay these
taxes. The bankers are ruthless. They will give us no quarter. And the public still says, hurt me more, hurt me. I love to be a schmuck. Please hurt me.
Well, hopefully, as the people lose their assets, their savings, they'll wise up very quickly. And I think they will want their pound of flesh when they realize...
I hear you, Frank. I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Yeah, a lot of people are actually waking up, but others still cozy up to the government and the media and go, oh, Obama's helping me. Oh, everything's fine. I'm going to trust the government. It's so good. All right, we'll be right back in 70 seconds with more of your calls. Stay with me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.